Reporting phone scams. If you lost money from a phone scam, or if you have information about a phone scammer, report the incident on the Federal Trade Commission website using this link, www.reportfraud.ftc.gov. If you have caller ID on your phone, write down the number and any other information that appears on your phone. If possible, take a screenshot. Report the phone number and information that appears from the phone call, even if you think it might be fake. You can include the phone number used by the phone scammer, as well as any number you were given to call back. If you are not a victim of a phone scam, but want to report a suspicious call, you can use the reporting form on this website, www.donotcall.gov. The report you submit can help law enforcement identify people who are involved in making illegal calls. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, reviews all complaints and looks for frequent callers to identify illegal callers based on calling patterns. In addition, the FTC uses information you report to track down scammers. The FTC releases suspicious phone numbers that are reported to the public every business day. This helps phone companies and others who are involved with call blocking and call labeling. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. Portions of this resource have been adapted from the Federal Trade Commission, www.ftc.gov. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely, or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to persons' actions, taken or not taken, based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.